Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I didn't know what to talk about today. Well, I did. I had several things that were in the news last night to kind of get me going. But I want to say don't give up. Just don't give up. I came into the office, and Rudy can confirm this, just a little grumpy today. Things aren't going well. And there are times I just don't know what to do or where to turn next. And I know you feel that way too. Of course, prayer is where I go when my heart is so heavy. And I look around at the blessings that I do have. But what do those who have everything yet have nothing do? Humanism gives no hope. I watched a young woman last night explain her vow to not have children. To save the planet, she's not going to have any children. This is, in a sense, a cult. Stop and think about this. Seriously, stop and think about this. If all people, that's not ever going to happen, but if, pretend it does, pretend they accomplish what they want to accomplish, and all the people on this planet stopped having children, and say the last generation, which would be the babies now, are gone. The average age is, you know, men is 78.69 and women is 81.1. That's the average living age. So in about 81 years or 82 years, there's no human beings left. So you have no one living on the planet that has been saved. We saved the planet. We took mankind away. What would be the point? Unless the planet is your God. Humanism, it has no hope. They believe they are the cause of everything and they think they can fix it by silly things. Humanism has no hope. It gives nothing. What caused it all? They believe we caused it all, and they believe we should destroy ourselves. I prefer to live in a world with hope and promise. I prefer to see hope in the eyes of a child, a newborn baby. I suppose, though, I'd prefer these earth worshippers not to have children as to have them and to murder them. There are answers. There are solutions. There is a crisis. The crisis is in the evil hearts of man. The greed, the arrogance, the denial of God, the want for power. But in God there is hope. There is always hope. Things may not turn out the way you want, but that doesn't mean God isn't there. Good news, bad news, crazy news. I think we have it all today. I also want to announce that I have the cease and desist letter ready. I finally got it ready. How many of you have enough hope in your hearts, believe in the power of the people, and will you send this letter? Will you sign this letter? What I advise, what I'm going to do, is I'm going to send the letter to every one of the leaders. Speaker Pelosi, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Senate Majority Leader, I lost his name, Kevin, no, I think I already had that, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, I'm sorry, and your representative and your senators, then send a copy and mark it copy, put a handwritten note with it, a short handwritten note, to the President of the United States. This is what I intend to do. I have it ready. I will put it on the blog this afternoon. You can either take it down and copy it there, or you can send for it here. Now, it's 5 pages, and I will read it again to you today. Our founding fathers, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. What are you willing to do? This may be my last chance to do anything right here. I don't know. This is not unlike the Declaration of Independence. Are you willing to take back your liberty and your independence, to stand for God, for country, for family? The president cannot do this alone. No president, no one man could do this alone. You are the solution. God is the solution, but you are the solution. We the people, we must own it. We have to own this mess. We the people must stand for God, for family, for country. We the people must, and we are the only ones who can, bring America home. As I watched the news last night and I saw this young woman sitting there telling Tucker Carlson why she wasn't going to have any children, she looked sad. She just looked sad, like she had no hope, no anything. And I told my husband, he's sitting there, I said, she looks so sad. It's just sad that they think this way. And he's the one who told me, he said, well, humanism gives no hope. When you stop and think about that, there is no hope. Yet these young people are foolish enough to believe in a socialism. They're foolish enough to worship the earth and to put their own lives aside. Think about that. We had Daniel Turner on yesterday. We're going to have him on a little bit more than once a month, I think. I've talked him into it. We'll talk about things other than just energy. But after the show yesterday, I received a little email, and I shared it with Daniel Turner. And this gentleman tells me, your program is Stone Age. The Green World Order is here. The antiquated oil and gas economy is over. Got that in all caps, permanently. Global climate change is real and the number one international security threat to mankind. The gas guzzling and the meat eating are over again. Capitals, all caps in over. And then he gives me some links to go to prove his point. He says, educate yourselves and learn to survive in the coming years. The world is going democratic socialist, and that's just the way it's going to be. Here also is a PDF recently put out by Duane Elgin. It's called Hannity's Great Transition. Humanity's Great Transition. Now, there's a person with no hope. He's going to put everything he's got on socialism. Yeah, you know what? Without electricity, he couldn't have sent that email. Just saying. Just saying. I saw someone last night talking about this. We're going to try and get him on. He was awesome. Just awesome. It's just common sense. But they're not using common sense. And they're believing the lies of these scientists that are bought and paid for. Is there something going on? You bet there is. But it ain't bad. Except for the evil in the world, that's bad. You know, just being with you makes me feel better. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Will you send the cease and desist letter? I want to hear from you. Did I waste my time? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Returns, you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Titling it today, Don't Give Up. You know, I said I woke up kind of discouraged today. Things are not going real smooth. And I do want to encourage you to continue to vote. My producer had to remind me to vote today because I keep forgetting. My 24 hours is right about the time I'm prepping for the show. So I have got that done. And do that every day. I think I brought in a note that I received from FedEx. Well, actually, it's just them promoting it more. And they tell exactly... What, did I get that off of the computer? Printer? Anyway, they tell... Oh, here it is. They tell exactly what they're giving. It said it's encouraging people still to enter it, and this is coming from the mentors of SCORE that I have met with a couple of times. And I appreciate them. They kind of give me a little pointers, and nothing has really gotten done yet, but we're working on it. It says, what could you do with $15,000, $30,000, or $50,000 for your small business? The FedEx Small Business Grant Contest has returned offering even more money to 10 winners. So they're going to give 10 winners, and the entries will be accepted up through February 19th. We've already entered, so we've got that, and through March 25th. Entering is a great opportunity to gain exposure for your business, and they kind of promote that, blah, 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 blah. Then they talk about the contest in and of itself. It says the grand prize winner is $50,000. There will be just one grand prize winner. The $50,000 plus the $7,500 in FedEx office print and business services. Now, we could really use that as well. You know, I thought, well, we don't mail a whole lot out, but we do print an awful lot, and I am in need of some print things for the office. It says the silver prize is one winner of $30,000 and $5,000 in FedEx office print and business services. And the bronze prize will be eight winners of $15,000, $1,000 in FedEx office print and business. So it says to enter between the February 19th and March 25th, and we've already done the entering. We've already done everything we need to do. We just need your votes. It's not just only based on the voting, but it is a good part of it. So what we have done to make it easy for you is to go. You can't call. I know many of you don't like the Internet, but if you could just get to your local library, go to csctalkradio.com, csctalkradio.com. And click on the icon there that I have that says FedEx Contest, FedEx. Click here, and it's got my logo and then the FedEx sign. Click on that and click then again one more time. It'll take you straight to that, and you can vote for this company. That's what it says, vote for this company. You know, sometimes I wonder, why do I stay here? You know, I haven't made a dime. It's really caused a lot of burdens. But I have hope. I'm not one that gives up easily. You can ask anyone who knows me. I'm pretty stubborn. Maybe that's what it is, or just stubborn. I believe in our nation, but I believe in God, and I believe that God wants to bless this nation over and over again, and I believe right now we have fallen from Him, and that's why we're suffering as we are. And I believe that this particular show is the only show that gives you a voice. Do you care to have a voice? I mean, we're always complaining, you know, flyover states, that's what they call us. And we're the nothing country to them, yet we feed them. We feed the world from rural America. Of course, no, they don't want our cows, they don't want our pigs, they don't want anything else. But the arrogance that's going on in D.C., we have to own that, my friends. Who reelected Nancy Pelosi? Who elected Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Who elected these people that they are going at your president, that they are going at your Constitution? They don't want the constitutional republic. They don't want freedom and independence and liberty. They want dependence on government, socialism. The man in the email said, just accept it. And I won't do that, Jonah. I will not accept slavery. And that's what it is. Socialism is slavery. And if you believe in climate change as a threat to the world, oh my gosh, have you been deceived? I will not accept that. If I thought it was a problem, I would do something about it. Nancy Pelosi, just to be spiteful and arrogant, there's a little room, a little office area that is designated was, we'll give Paul Ryan credit for that, but it's something that's kind of a thing for the vice president in the House. She took it away. He has an office in the Senate. He doesn't need an office in the House. So she took it away. It's her prerogative, I guess. It kind of said that here. Pence also served in the House for 12 years. From 2001 to 2013. Before he became the governor of Indiana. No respect. Just arrogance. Just arrogance is all that she has to give. The Governor Cuomo is going after all these that are leaving New York. Now, I want you to stop and think about this. you're a businessman and you decided this taxes are too high, I'm going to move somewhere else. Now, I want you to think about this. When our founding fathers were being tyrannically ruled by the king, the tyrant king, taxes was a big issue. And I had read, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I had read once upon a time, actually I was told when I was visiting Charleston in South Carolina, I want to go back there so bad, that the one side of the houses that faced the road didn't have windows. And the reason for that was, if you didn't have windows, they were charging, taxing for the windows that the colonists had. And so they decided, well, we'll just take out the windows. And so they did. So these businessmen, whether you like them or not, they're leaving New York and they're going somewhere else where there's lower taxes. But New York is going after them. They're auditing them. And they're watching them. They're watching them on their social media. They're watching them when they go see the doctor. Do they come back to see the doctor in New York? Do they come back to see the dentist in New York? Where are the residents? They're going after them. Because they can? Maybe it's time we dump some more tea in a harbor. Maybe it's time we the people stood up and said enough is enough, cease and desist. You know, New Yorkers, you kind of deserved him. He's also going after the president in the same nature. And then I had in my hand, and I don't have it in my hand, I had it yesterday in my hand, where Mayor de Blasio, to save the planet, they're going to have meatless Mondays in the public school. Meatless Mondays in the public school. They're going to get rid of your cows, your pigs, your... Of course, they already wanted to get rid of the horses there and because they wanted the property. No chickens. Meatless Monday for the children. I wonder what they're going to give them in the way of protein. So you meat eaters, you're done for. That's what Jonah told me in email, and that's what... I wonder if he knows the story of Jonah and the whale. And that's what... what's his name? Booker, who thinks he's Spartacus. You know what? I'm not a huge meat eater, but once in a while I like a good old juicy hamburger, and I eat meat. Now, of course, Ocasio said, you don't need to have a hamburger or cheeseburger for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. And I'm thinking, who does that? Who has a hamburger three times a day? And what if they do? I thought we were a free and independent people. Apparently, you're not free to choose what food you want to eat. Because they got to save the planet. Don't have children. Kill all the cows, gassy cows. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back. I lay my heart on these tracks. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. My Pillow, made in the USA. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that at with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio, this is Beth Ann. I said in the beginning we had good news, bad news, and crazy news. This is an opportunity. I don't know that I think that's good news because you want to continue educating yourself, you need to hear both sides of the stories. This is the food, water, and energy. Don't be naive about the essentials of life. Now, every year, the Range Rights and Resource Symposium takes place. This year, it's going to be April 11th through the 12th. It will take place in Windsor, Colorado. And they will have a variety of speakers there. And it says the purpose of this is to engage a diverse audience of rural and urban folks in conversations about food, water, and energy, the essentials of life. By utilizing speakers on both sides of these topics, we hope to dispel some of the myths associated with food, water, and energy, as well as to share the efficiencies, accomplishments, stewardship, and sustainability of those producing the essentials of life. Most importantly, we hope that we can ensure that all who participate will leave this year's symposium understanding that we cannot take these things for granted. For this country to continue to provide the safest, most abundant, and affordable essentials of life, we cannot be naive. So it's taking place April 11th through the 12th. You can sign up by going to rangerights.com. That's simple, rangerights.com. And check out the agenda, check out the speakers, and get signed up and ready to go. I will not be able to attend that this year. It's just kind of out of my reach right now. The good news that I have, you know, you got to be thankful for these good news. There's a federal court in Ohio. It says Ohio lawmakers tried to cut off the abortion group's taxpayer funding after it was caught in multiple states allegedly selling aborted baby body parts. And you wonder why this nation is in turmoil. Then Ohio Governor John Kasich signed the pro-life bill into law back in 2016, but Planned Parenthood challenged it in court. The Sixth Circuit ruling, written by Judge Jeffrey Sutton, it had to put in here that he was a George W. Bush appointee, argued that Planned Parenthood does not have a 14th Amendment right to perform abortions. So they won this. They don't have to fund Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood does not have a right to your tax dollars. We've said this all along. This is one reason that President Donald Trump got elected, because the Republican-led Congress did nothing to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Well, Ohio has made one step, and that's a good thing. And I thought, well, let me get out this 14th Amendment. Now, it has several sections. It's the first section that they're speaking of. All persons born of naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges of immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, or deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. This is what they were claiming as Planned Parenthood, that they had the right to this money to offer abortions. And so it was denied. Now the ugly news, and I think this is just disgusting. The rich mothers, the rich and the elite, who have cheated so that their children, who are not quite smart enough, apparently, to get into these nice colleges, universities, well, they got caught. Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. You know, we've watched all of them. I don't ever watch the Housewives, Desperate Housewives. I've never watched that. But I used to watch Full House. What do you teach a child when you do something like that? Their children are spoiled brats, and they are rich scum. Hollywood is the one constantly going after the president, and yet they are dirty, just as dirty as they can possibly be. How many other young people were denied entrance into this university because they didn't get bribed in there? Somebody else didn't take their tests for them or Photoshop their pictures for them. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez believes this nation is nothing more than garbage. Now, the left want to say that was taken out of context, but I've watched that video several different times, and no, it wasn't taken out of context. She meant what she said. Even if it's 10% better than what it was, what's 10% better than garbage? Come on. How else can you take that? But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't believe what she says. She doesn't believe what she's fighting for, but I'm going to tell you what, she's a scrapper. And she's got Nancy Pelosi bending over backwards. Nancy has no power left as Speaker of the House. And might I remind you, lest you think it's not important that she's Speaker of the House. That should something happen to our president or our vice president, she's in line to be president of the United States. That's pretty important. She got her position because she sold out to these young people for the vote, and now these freshmen are ruling the House. The children are out of control, and the mama bear, Pelosi, she hasn't got a clue what to do. So what happened to this mean woman that could cut your head off before you knew you were bleeding? Which makes no sense anyway. But that's what her granddaughter said. That doesn't make you tough. That just makes you a bully. And right now, Nancy Pelosi's getting bullied. And I really don't have a lot of sympathy for her. But I do have love for this nation. And I will be sending the cease and desist letter. The young man who was just lied about and attacked, the Catholic students that got drummed by the Native Indian, and nobody ever mentions the other group that was speaking slurs. Nobody ever talks about them. But this young man's reputation was destroyed with lies by all these other media outlets. And CNN is now being sued $275 million for what they did to Nick Sandman. And I hope he wins. I'm sick and tired of these folks. I really am sick and tired of them. And they're going after Tucker Carlson. And I hadn't heard what all was done. And apparently they dug something up that he said that was a little not good. And it's 11 years old. But they're going to go after him anyway. But it's because he's gone after them with the truth. So they're, and it's paid by Soros. It's an organization that's going to go after Tucker Carlson and a lot of other Fox News commentators. Tucker's going to fight it. He's supposed to have been on vacation this week, but he stayed to fight. He will not. He will not stop. He will not give in. I think maybe we should send Tucker Carlson one of our cease and desist letters. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. When we come back, I'm going to share the cease and desist letter with you. And we'll be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record recovered, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSE Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSE website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSETalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSETalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines really fast. You got to keep it short because I do need to read this letter one last time. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. Neil, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I haven't had a chance to read this Sixth Circuit opinion yet, but it sounds like they're making a ruling based on 14th Amendment, like you said, 14th Amendment citizenship. The problem with Planned Parenthood is there hasn't been a ruling yet that I know of where they've said that as soon as that child's born, it's a citizen, United States, citizen of the United States under the 14th Amendment. Technically, they've got to have a Social Security number issued first in order to show that the government has accepted them as a citizen. So
funny.
That may be an issue that comes up before the U.S. Supreme Court here within the next year, I imagine.
Okay. All right. Well, they are born, and it does say that. It doesn't say anything about a Social Security number on the 14th Amendment, but yes.
Right. Doesn't say that in the 14th Amendment, but that's an issue that's been raised since that time when they started the Social Security.
All right. Well, we'll just have to keep an eye on that. All right. Thank you, Neil. Appreciate it. We're going to go to Mark in Massachusetts. Mark, what's on your mind real quick?
Yeah, I'll make this real brief. Margaret Sanger is often touted to be the founder of Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of her name?
Yes. I've talked about her before. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist.
Yes, that's what she was.
Eugenics is, for people who don't know, that the human race could be greatly improved by selective breeding. That's what they do with cattle. And I'll end by saying this. Adolf Hitler was a big-time proponent of eugenics.
Yes.
I'll end with that and let you think about that.
All right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. We've talked about that before on the air. All right. I'm not going to take any more calls because I want to read this letter. I tried to read it the other day and got cut off, so let's see if we can get this done. To the Honorable Speaker of the House, Madam Nancy Pelosi, to the Honorable Honorable Minority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, to the Honorable Senate Majority Leader Senator Mitch McConnell, to the Honorable Senate Minority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer, to all representatives and senators, to all of Congress, this is a letter of cease and desist from we the people, the citizens of the United States of America. Your blatant refusal of Constitution and liberty has not gone unnoticed. It has become necessary for we the people to intervene and to remind you of your duties and your oath of office and to the Constitution of the United States and to the people to which it belongs. We the people do now demand that the coup against this 45th President of the United States be ended forthwith. The money you spend on these fruitless, biased, and unlawful investigations are funded with the hard-earned dollars of we the people, the taxpayers, the very ones who have positioned you in a seat of service to guard and to protect our liberty and our purse. We the people demand that all the plights being directed against the 45th President of the United States end. These continuing and mounting investigations serve only to politicize, intimidate, and obstruct a duly and constitutionally elected president, as well as to demean the citizens who elected him to the highest office of our land. The latest of 81 letters sent to current and past associates of President Donald Trump have been issued to intimidate, harass, and financially break the wills and destroy the livelihoods of innocent citizens. This action is in direct violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Citizens of the Bill of Rights. We demand cease and desist. Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated to warrants shall, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons and things to be seized. We the people serve you this letter to cease and desist immediately. Let us now remind you that your duties are not to change our way of governing but to protect our constitutional republic. Your duties are few, for which you completely ignore national security. You have allowed the influx of illegal aliens to invade our border, jeopardizing our land and putting Americans' jobs, the U.S. economy, and the lives and homes of citizens in danger. Cease and desist. Build the wall. U.S. Constitution 4, Section 4, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republic form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and upon application of the legislature or the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. In the meantime, because you, the Congress, have failed to honor the Constitution and your oath, because you have ignored your responsibility, these United States remain exposed to all the dangers of invasions from without and convulsions within, excuse me. We are neither blind nor dumb to your political games for personal gain and your direct violation of oath with pursuing a socialist government. All those in direct defiance of our constitutional republic should be immediately expelled. National economy, your obligation as Congress is to operate within a balanced budget. However, you have brought this nation to an unsustainable debt, making it weak and vulnerable and unprepared for any state emergency. You continue to abuse and misappropriate the money, the purse of we the people. You continue to profit from your office while burdening we the people with higher taxation. Cease and desist. Over 100 years ago, Congress shirked its responsibility in the form of turning our economic system over to outsiders, the Federal Reserve. It is now time to undo this wrong done to our nation, audit the Federal Reserve, and then loose the peoples of our economy from its chains. Maintain our infrastructure. While our infrastructure is cracking, you speak of a Green New Deal, which will do nothing to save a planet, but everything to enslave a free people. Protect our liberties and properties, leading by deep state bureaucracy. You continue to allow your appointed department bureaucrats to mandate laws and dictate regulations, implementing fines and well as demanding license against our land and our beings. In this, you are taxing we the people without true and just representation. Guard individual rights and life. On the pretense of humanity and women's rights, you have legislated, approved, and even used the money of the people to perpetrate an evil, murderous act against this nation's abortion. Lending your allegiance not to the people, not to the women, but to an evil industry taking advantage of the desperate, the poor, and our minority citizens. No nation has ever survived by the genocide of its future citizens. It is a barbaric and immoral. Endowed by our Creator, all men and women are created equal, including the human child in the womb. While you deny the crisis at our borders, we the people declare that the border crisis begins with you, Congress. You have brought the drugs, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the gangs, the murderers, the rapists to our land and our political for your political gain, cheap labor, and personal profit. Our founding fathers said, "The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. Honorable madams and sirs, we the people have now lost our patience with your misconduct, your relentless attacks on our president, the thieving of our liberty, our time and our money, as well as your continued disregard for the rule of law, your Bill of Rights and our Constitution, our Bill of Rights and our Constitution." And I am running out of time once again. I was warned not to do it in the last segment. I should not have taken the callers. We will not get it done, but we will make a video of it, and you will be able to read it on the blog later today, and I pray that you will use it to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.